This has been an interesting weekend for me.
这周对我来说很有趣。
Because on Friday night I had the great pleasure of doing a wedding.
因为周五的晚上我很愉快地参加了一个婚礼。
And the best man,
这个新伴郎
gave the toast in Hungarian.
伴郎用那个匈牙利语做了这个祝词。
The maid of honor gave her toast in Swedish.
伴娘用瑞典话给了祝词。
And yesterday I was at a party and I was trying to speak to a gentleman who was from Yugoslavia.
昨天呢，我在一个我聚会里面呢，我跟一个女士，她是从那个匈牙利。南斯拉夫来的。
It reminds me that last week we had two gentlemen here who I'm friends with, young Frank Perenni. Some of you may know him.
所以呢，上一周有两个年轻的朋友来这里，你们知道吗
？But we also had two gentlemen come back from missions trips that lasted a year.
那在去年的时候呢，有两位男士，他们从那个宣教的合场回来。
One had been in Beijing for a year.
一个人从这里到了北京。
And one had been in Hong Kong for a year.
另外是在香港待了一年。
And when they tried to speak to each other in Chinese in the hospitality room,
那他们那个昨天呢，他们相互之间呢，想要在这个接待室相互之间用中文来讲。
You're way ahead of me.
那你们其实呢，在对他们这种情况来说，比我要强得多了。
It didn't work. Am I not doing good here?
那这个能不能调整好
？We're getting some help here.
帮忙一下。
Am I on? Maybe it's this thing. Is that better? There we go. All right. The point of all this is that it's tough to communicate sometimes.
那个我想说的意思就是说是这个相互之间交流并不容易啊。
It's tough to sometimes get your words understood.
有时候呢，让你的话语被人理解并不容易。
But I am so pleased to be with you today.
那我今天跟你们在一起真的是非常高兴。
As we follow up on our Independence Day.
那作为我们这个独立日之后的一个敬拜。
Now, I'm sure as many of you know by now, the 4th of July in the United States is a wonderful time of fellowship.
那我想你们大多数人都已经知道。对于七月四号独立日是一个非常盛大的一个聚会的时间。
We have cookouts.
我们一起在外面野炊。
Festivals.
这个节日的庆祝。
Parties.
一起的聚会。
Bands are always playing.
乐队一直在演奏。
There was a Bison's game on Friday night. Did anybody go to that? The Bison's Buffalo Bison.
在那个。布法罗有一个球队叫 Bisons， 他们礼拜五还有个比赛。
Wonderful game，
非常好的比赛。
Great fellowship，
很好的一起的聚会。
The Buffalo Philharmonic came and played。
布法罗的另一支球队也在打。
And right at the end， everybody got rained on。
每个人都被淋的淋到了雨。
And I'm not just talking rain， I'm talking rain。
我不是说小雨，是大雨。
So you could imagine what it's like to try to get 17,000 people out of the stadium in a very quick.
所以你可以想象呢，让17,000人很快的离开这个赛场是多么有趣的事情。
But we have family reunions on the 4th of July.
那我们在七月四号的时候有家庭的聚会。
The day itself is real important. How about if I just.Do this. What would you like to do? Handheld.
Yeah, the same actually.
This isn't bad at all.
This is convenient, I think, for you. Don't you think so?
It's not working.
Yeah, I know.
Ready? Wrestle. Two. I trust you. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Now we're doing a little better, I think.
我们现在好一些了，我想。
Okay.
好。
So on the 4th of July in 1776.
在1776年的时候，独立日的时候。
The Continental Congress of the United States.
这个大陆国会呢，他们美国的大陆国会。
Adopted the Declaration of Independence.
他们通过了独立宣言。
We'll get it eventually.
最终我们一定会成功的。
Am I good?
Yeah.
There we go. Play ball. Okay. So they adopted the Declaration of Independence.
他们通过了独立宣言。
Declaring that we, the United States, were free.
那他们宣称美国是一个独立自由的国家。
And we declared that at that time we were completely independent of and free from the rule of Great Britain.
在那个宣称的日子呢，就是宣告说完全脱离了英国的统治。
But as is the case with freedom, we were not only free from something.
那对于自由而言，我们并不是说是自由于什么东西之外。
But we were free to something.
我们是自由向着什么而自由。
And so, in our freedom, we were able to pursue life.
在我们的自由当中，我们可以
liberty
自由的去追寻生命和自由。
And the quote pursuit of happiness.
那就可以去引号里面讲到是幸福。
And we were finally free to govern ourselves.
我们最终自由的可以自我的统治。
The Declaration of Independence made it very clear that we were disassociating ourselves from England.
所以那个独立宣言呢，就非常清楚地表明我们向英国政府完全地分离开了。
Let me give you a modern day illustration of independence.
那我就给你们一个现代大家可以理解的一个例子来讲这个独立。
I have two brothers.
我有两个兄弟。
Matthew.
马太。
Who is two years younger than me?
他两岁，比我小两岁。
And my brother Mark.
我有另外一个叫马克的弟兄。
Four years younger than I.
四岁比我年轻四岁。
Now, when my brother Mark finally went off to college at the age of 18,
当他在马克十八岁的时候上大学的时候
，my father brought us all into the living room of my home.
那我父亲呢，就把我们所有的人都带到我们的客厅里面。
Pulled out this paper from his back of his pants.
那他从他的这个裤兜里面拿出了一张纸。
And he said that my little brother Mark.
他跟他跟我的小弟弟马克说。
Had given him this paper when he was 11 years old.
那把这张纸，其实呢，那张纸他十一岁的时候就给了他过。
It was my little brother's own Declaration of Independence. 11 years old.
那是他十一岁的时候呢，他自己写的这个独立宣言。
And my father wanted to make sure that he remembered this as he was going off to college.
那父亲呢就想要提醒他，在他去上大学的时候还记得这个事情。
In the paper,
在纸上写着。
My brother Mark, at 11 years old, had said.
那我十一岁的马克这个弟弟写着。
Mom and Dad, I am completely old enough now to be independent from you.
那爸爸妈妈，我现在已经年龄足够大，跟你们独立。
And like the great United States in 1776,
那就像是1774年的这76年的美国政府一样。
He declared in this mighty document,
他像这个以这个沉重的这个
that he was indeed
文件
completely free and independent,
他表明自己完全的自由和独立
except for food.
除了食物
clothing,
衣服
and a place to live,
一个居住的地方
and that's how he wrote it.
这就是他这样写的。
Completely free and independent.
他自己说我是完全独立和自由的。
Except for food,
除了食物
clothing,
衣服
and a place to live.
还有一个住的地方。
So therefore, he felt he was completely independent.
所以说他在那个时候觉得自己是完全独立的。
And as is so often the case, when we think we're completely independent, we're not.
就像是这个例子一样，我们常常觉得我们自己是独立的，但其实我们不是。
But he did mount that and put it on a picture, and he keeps that in his house as a reminder of his independence.
他真的把它裱装起来，放在一个框架里面，放在贴在墙上讲，表明自己的独立。
A lot of people today,
今天的许多人
they think they're completely independent of God.
他们认为自己跟神是完全独立的。
And that independence sometimes looks like the independence that my little brother declared.
而这个所谓的独立呢，有时候是真的像我十一岁的马克弟弟他当时做的这个样子。
Except for food and clothes,
除了食物、衣服。
Nice days and weather and everything else that goes on, I'm independent of you.
对，除了那些美好的我们每个人必须的东西以外，我就跟对你来说是完全独立的。
And so today for you guys, I'm proposing that all of us turn this around, and that we make a declaration of dependence.
所以今天我劝跟大家相劝，能够我们扭转过来，然后宣言是一个信靠的宣言。
It would be a declaration of dependence.Suggesting that we really are
那我们这个信靠
dependent upon our Lord.
信靠的宣言真的是表明我们真正的是需要信靠我们的神。
In the book of Acts,
在那个《使徒行传》使徒行传这本书里
，The Apostle Paul
使徒保罗讲
was going in his journeys through the area of Greece.
他在去往希腊的旅途当中。
And he came to this great city of Athens.
他来到了这个雅典的这个大城。
And at the great city of Athens, he went to a place called the Areopagus. Excuse me.
他在雅典的这个大城里面去了一个地方。
And it was an area of great learning.
他这个是一个学识很饱学的地方。
An area of great culture.
有很伟大的文化。
An area where men were free to debate philosophies.
在那个地方，人们自由的就是辩论着哲学的问题。
And indeed, to debate religion.
他们也讨论宗教信仰的问题。
The interchange that Paul has with these men of Greece, these men of Athens, was fascinating.
那但是他和这个当地的这些希腊人他们的这个交流呢，却是非常让人神奇的、惊奇的一段。
Paul used basically.The things that they already had inklings of and knew of.
保罗基本上使用的就是他们很了解和喜欢的一些东西。
To remind them that there was this unknown God.
让他们提醒，让他们知道，这里有一个未知的神。
But what Paul says in Acts, I want you guys to take a look at. So if you'll turn with me to Acts 17.
我想大家一起看一下这个圣经，那就是在使徒行传十七章。
I'm just going to read through so that we're all on the same page.
所以我们就把这个读通读一下，我们就一起了解。
And I think we're going to start it. Now, let's see. Let's start at 20.
让我们从二十章开始。
17:20.
十七章二十节
And it says in that part of the book of Acts
那在这个使徒行传这本书里面讲到
As Paul was in the Areopagus
那当保罗正在这个亚略巴谷的时候
They basically say to him May we know this new teaching
那个雅典人就跟他说我们能不能想了解一下你的这个讲是什么意思
You are presenting
那你这个讲的这个东西是什么意思啊
？And they say to Paul, "You are bringing some strange ideas to our ears, and we would like to know what they mean."
就是我们愿意知道这些事是什么意思。你把我们，因为你有这些古怪的事传到我们耳中。
And all the Athenians and the foreigners who lived there,
雅典人和住在那里的客人
did nothing more than spend their time.Talking about listening,
都不顾别的事，只将新闻说说听听。
To the latest ideas,
就是讨论这些想法思想。
A lot like America today,
有点像美国现在的情况。
And Paul then stood up in the meeting of the Areopagus and said, "People of Athens."
那保罗站在亚略巴谷当中说：“众位雅典人呐、
啊、，I see that in every way you are very religious。
我看你们凡事很敬畏鬼神。
For as I walked around and looked carefully at your objects of worship，
我游行的时候观看你们所敬拜的。
I even found an altar with this inscription。
遇见一座坛，上面写着
：To an unknown God。
未识之神。
So you are ignorant of the very thing you worship。And this is what I'm going to proclaim to you。
你们所不认识敬拜的，我现在告诉你们。
The God who made the world and everything in it，
创造宇宙和其中万物的神
，is the Lord of heaven and earth，
既是天地的主
，and does not live in temples built by human hands，
就不住人手所造的殿
，and he is not served by human hands as if he needed anything，
也不用人手服侍，好像缺少什么。
Rather, he himself, get this, he himself,
自己
gives everyone life and breath, and in my book it says everything else.
将生命、气息、万物赐给万人。
From one man, he made all the nations.
他从一本造出万族的人。
That they should inhabit it, the whole earth.
并住在全地上
，and he marked out their appointed times in history，
并且预定他
，and the boundaries of their lands，
并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界。
God did this so that they would seek him，
要叫他们寻求神。
And this is a big perhaps，
这是一个很大的一个假设。
He did this so they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him。And find him.
他讲到，或者可以揣摩而得。
Though he is not far from any one of us.
其实他离我们个人不远。
For in him,
那在他当中
，we live.
我们生活。
And move.
动作。
And have our being.
存留。都在乎他。
As some of your own poets have said.
就如你们作诗的
，We are his offspring。
有人说我们也是他所生的。
And that's the heart of my sermon today. In him，
这就是我。
We live，
今天报。
And move， and have our being。
我今天这个讲到想说的核心的内容就是我们在生活、动作、存留都在乎他。
Does that sound like independence？
那个听起来是不是一个独立的宣言呢？
I think it sounds a lot like dependence to me.
其实听起来更像的是一个依靠的宣言。
I sign all my letters.
我对我的信全都签字。
In him.
哦，我都是因着他来在存活存留。
So if George or Joe or Jip would go back and look at letters that I had sent them, every time I respond, I put in him at the end.
对，那不管是谁，我回信的时候都把这个在乎他，都在乎他放在我的信的末尾。
I'm sorry, I do that as a reminder.
我这样说呢，是为了提醒我自己，提醒。
That everything I do,
我每件事情我做的
，is because of him.
都是因着他。
If I have to do things on my own, they will fail.
如果说我要按照自己来做的话，我一定会失败。
Even the smallest of things.
那我一定会失败。
So to remind me, just as a discipline for myself.
那为了提醒我自己，对我来说就像是一个训练和纪律一样。
I write in him.
我写着都在乎他。
A lot of people ask me, why don't you say sincerely or blessings or something? I don't do that because it reminds me.
很多人都问你为什么不写真诚的啊，或者是这个其他的这些问候语？那其实就是想要提醒我自己。
It reminds me of my dependence upon Christ.
那提醒的是我一切都在乎他，在乎基督。
In Galatians 2:20,
在加拉太书第二章第二十节
，which I think is a wonderful book of theology.
那我想是这个神学的一本非常伟大的书。
Paul talks about this dependence.
保罗讲到了这个信靠的事情。
He says, "I have been crucified with Christ."
他说：“我已经与基督同钉十字架。”
It is no longer I who live.
现在活着的不再是我。
But Christ who lives in me.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
And this life which I live in the flesh.
并且我如今在肉身活着。
I live by faith in the Son of God.
我因信神的儿子而活。
Who loved me.
他是爱我。
And delivered me himself.
为我舍己。
And delivered himself rather up for me.
为我舍己。
I have no life.
我其实自己没有什么生命。
Except for Christ.
除非是为了基督。
For what he has done for me.
为了他所为我而做的事。
He has made it possible for me to be eternal.
他使我能够成为永生的生命。
I am a superhero.
我 am or not?
I will live forever.
我是一个超级的英雄，我会永远的生活下去。
And so will each one of you.
每个人你们也是这样子。
You're all superheroes.
你们都是超级的英雄。
So you can pick a fancy name if you want.
所以你可以给自己起一个很光鲜的名字。
And get a stretchy suit.
搞一个这个弹力的这个衣服。
But you are going to live forever.
那你会永远活着。
And nothing in this world.
在世上的没有任何事情。
Nothing in this universe.
在宇宙中没有任何事情。
Can stop you from living forever.
可以阻止你有永生。
Once you are in Christ.
一旦你进入耶稣基督。
I call that.Dependence.
我把这个称作依靠、信靠。
Paul says that he has been crucified with Christ.
保罗说他已经与耶稣基督同钉十字架。
And he associates himself, his whole life being,
他把自己的整完整的生命
with Jesus as he hangs on the cross.
都与这个耶稣基督在这个十字架上联系起来。
As Jesus took over the punishment that was for me,
当耶稣基督为了我的罪而受惩罚的时候，
and received all the wrath of God Himself,
而受到了神完全神的震怒在耶稣基督身上。
The cross, which was the greatest tool of death at the time,
那在那个时候，那个十字架是一个很死刑工具。
It was the greatest tool of scorn for people.
那也是人们蔑视人的一个工具。
It was an instrument of excruciating pain.
那这是一个能够压迫人的这个痛苦的这个器皿。
By the way, did you know that the word excruciating?
你如果知道这个词就是压迫、挤压。
It's derived from the word crucify.
是从这个十字架的这个词源来的。
And so the pain.That's associated with the cross.
所以这个其中的痛苦呢，是与这个十字架的经历是有关系的。
Became our English word excruciating.
所以就成为这个我们英语的一个词。
Jesus transformed the image of this cross.
那耶稣基督把这个十字架的本身的形象完全改变了。
So I don't look at it anymore as an instrument of pain.
所以我不再认为它是一个痛苦的标记。
Instead, I look at the cross as a place of love.
所以反而我认为它是一个爱的象征。
As a symbol of love.
是一个爱的纪念。
As a symbol of joy.
是一个喜乐的标记。
This little cross is a symbol of victory for a Christian.
这个小的十字架作为基督徒来讲是一个得胜的标记。
It is a symbol of forgiveness.
是一个原谅的标记。
God had forgiven us all the bad that we had done.
那神因着十字架原谅了我们所有做错的事情。
Jesus has motivated each one of us.
耶稣基督激励着我们每一个人。
To go to the cross.
来到十字架面前。
By His own unwavering love for us,
而因着他对我们不动摇的爱
，for a love of people, when He went to the cross, who only love themselves,
那他其实是为着那些其实只爱自己的人而走向那个十字架
，and they were blinded to the glory of God,
他们对神的荣耀是视而不见
，by their own sin of selfishness.
而他们是因着他们自私的罪所蒙蔽，以自义的罪而蒙蔽。
So Jesus went to the cross not for his own good, but for yours and for mine.
所以耶稣基督上了十字架，不是因着他的好处，是为了我们的好处。
And those of us who cling to the cross,
那我们紧握十字架的时候，
who are drawn so very intimately to the cross,
那些被紧紧的牵引在十字架面前的人，
do so because we love God.
我们这么做是因为我们爱神。
The God who sent His only Son.
那神带下了他唯一的爱子。
To die for us,
为我们而死,
so that we could receive the free gift of eternal life.
所以说呢，我们可以获得这个永生的礼物。
When we receive Jesus as our personal Savior,
当我们接受了耶稣基督作为我们个人的救主的时候,
and as our Lord,
那他成为我们的主,
we are receiving forgiveness for all the sin in our life.
我们为着我们所有的一生的罪都得到了赦免。
And we are crucifying the old way of life.
我们把自己旧的生活方式都完全定在十字架上。
And the world which has control.
那世界对我们的控制。
And authority in our lives.
在我们生命中的控制和这个权威权柄。
And each of us is committing to live a new way of life at the foot of the cross.
那我们每个人就是因着就是像这个耶稣十字架有一个新的生命。
And let the Lord have control of our life.
让主对我们的生活、生命有一个完全的控制。
So as Christians, you can see we are the furthest thing from an independent people.
所以我们作为基督徒的话，你可以看到我们跟这个独立的人来说是差的千里。
We are dependent people.
我们是一帮信靠的人，依靠。
Because we cannot save ourselves.
因为我们没有办法救我们自己。
We need the forgiveness of sins.
我们需要。我们需要这个对罪的这个赦免。
That was only paid for by Jesus.
而那个就是只有因着耶稣基督才付上了代价。
The Greeks, as well as many of us, have the wrong view of God.
那希腊人呢？包括我们很多人对神的这个观点都是错误的。
Many people have suggested that God is a limited being.
那很多人认为神是一个有限度的一个神。
And they thought he dwelled in places, in temples.
那他们认为他这个神居住在这个殿里面，在某个地方。
And as if a universal, all powerful, all wonderful, all knowing, all being.
哦，他但是呢，同时又是一个这个全能全知的一个存在。
Would want to receive all these little gifts from mankind.
有时候呢，还需要人给他献上一点点的这个各样的礼物。
There are some who believe that God is an infinite being.
有些人相信神确实是一个无限的存在。
But that he has removed himself from the world of men.
那然而呢，他却与人们的存在完全隔离开了。
He is the creator.
他是创造者。
But has nothing to do with being the moral governor of this world.
他却对这个世上的这个道德的这个影响力是没有任何关系。
Some believe that he is the only being.
而有些人又相信他是仅有的存在，唯一的存在。
All that is being merely is a phenomena of him.
就是说，只是讲到了这个只有他。
So that there's no separate existence for any of us.
所以说呢，就是说没有我们人的这个。
No,
分别开的存在
no self-activity,
没有我们自我的独立自由意志
and accordingly no responsibility,
所以也就没有责任感
no sin,
没有罪
no such thing as holiness,
没有也没有所谓圣洁的事情
now or later,
也没有现在也没有将来也没有
Paul taught the Athenians the true doctrine of God.Those were all the things that they were kind of misunderstanding.
那保罗教导的是这个真正的这个神学。
Paul talked to them about the fact that not only is God the creator of everything.
保罗教导这个事实就是神不只是万物的创造者。
But through him all things are held together.
而且通过他万物都在一起运行。
Again, life.
生命。
We live and move.
我们动作。
And have our being.
存留。
That he is not far away from us, but he's everywhere.
他离我们不远，他随处都在。
And that he is present beholding.
他是一个一直都是存在的。
Through his many different ways he directs.
他通过很多的方式来引导。
Controls all things.
控制所有的事情。
That our dependence upon God is absolute.
而我们对神的依靠是一个绝对的事情。
And that absoluteness is absolute for our being.
那这个绝对的信靠对我们的存在来说也是一个绝对的。
For all life.
对所有的生命都是。
And all activity.
所有活动。
While it is clearly consistent with a separate life or separate existence.
那虽然我们确实统一的是我们有不同的存在。
Liberty.
自由。
And accountability,
责任
it is very clear that we are not, we may be separate in some ways from God by time and space.
我们确实是跟神有一个分开
not independent from
但不是说是独立于他的
And as long as the Spirit dwells within us,
那只要是圣灵在我们中间，灵在我们里面
we have never the ability to say we are independent.
我们也永远不会说我们是独立于神之外。
This is our statement of declaration of dependence.
这就是我们的信靠的宣言。
It clearly follows that we are always very near God.
那很清楚，我们永远来说都和神很亲近、很接近。
And this presence is a presence of knowledge.
这个神的存在呢，就是说是知识的存在。
Of power.
他能力的存在
of approval,
是允许的存在
we are thus dependent on him for all the natural things
我们自然的各种各样的
indeed for our intellectual life
我们自己的智慧的生活
our spiritual life
我们属灵的生活
we know that this consensus of laws
那我们知道有这个各种的这个规律的这个统一
which are fixed
是确定的固定的
Or under the control of a personal God.
是因着这个一个有人格化神的统治。
And we recognize that these laws.
我们也认识到这些规律。
And if we act according to them.
如果我们按照规律行事的话。
We experience the normal working.
我们可以经历正常的工作。
We become more and more recipients of the life of God.
我们可以越来越多的成为神这个生命供应的接受者。
And so you can choose to walk with God.
所以你可以选择是与神同行。
He gives you the freedom to walk with him.
所以他给神给了你这个自由，让可以跟他选择同行。
But you can also walk separately and apart from him.
你同时也可以选择离开神，自己走。
But these things act together.
那这些事情一起效力。
According to His will.
因着他的旨意。
Our feelings and dependence and obligation to Him.
我们这个因着对他的这个依靠和这个有责任感的这个感情。
We are always in contact with the infinite source.
我们就是一直都与这个永无限的神的与他相合。
For in him we live,
那在与他在他中间我们活着
and move,
我们存留动作
and have our being,
存留
If we don't have him,
如果我们没有他的话
If we live apart from him,
如果我们从他那边离开的话
our life will decay,
我们的生命就会腐朽
and the flame will be extinguished,
flame.
Fire.
火焰就会被辨别出来。火焰就会熄灭。
We okay?
Yes.
I have to check once in a while. The flame which has been deprived.
那这个火焰，这个生命的火焰就被就缺乏了。
Is such a sustaining element for us.
但是这个生命的火呢，对我们来说就是一个支撑的一个元素。
We move.
我们动作，因着他而动作。
Apart from God,
离开神的话
we are not only useless.
我们不仅没有任何用处。
We are helpless.
我们没有帮助。
But not even such movement as sustains the life of plants.
那不是说是这个像这个植物一样的这个动作。
The most simplest of growth, we couldn't do it without God.
那没有神的话，我们最简单的生长都没有办法去做。
So do you get up every day and say thank you, Lord?
你们每早醒来的时候，是不是
for breath,
是谢谢你
for movement,
感谢神对我的呼吸存留，我的动作都感谢神。
In Him we have our being.
在他里面我们存留。
Apart from Him, we would not only cease to be.
我们离开他的话，我们不仅不会存留。
We would cease to be who we are.
我们停止，我们就不再是自己了。
What we do.
我们做的事情也不再做了。
Our personality.
我们的人格也没有了。
But we would cease to be altogether.
我们就是也停止在一起，完全都没有。
It is only by God's hand.
那只有是经着神的手。
That we are not annihilated.
我们不是这个被消灭掉。
So, how is it then, if we clearly are tied to God in so many ways, that we should show or declare our dependence on God?
那因着我们跟神有这么多的联系，这么清楚，我们真的是应该宣称我们对神是一个依靠的。
We need to first of all set the priorities.
所以应该我们首先要设定我们的这个优先地位次位。
We need to admit that our priorities are often inconsistent with God's will for us.
那我们也就是说要和让我们的优先权和神的这个要一样。
The great phrase of America, I want.
那美国的一个很重要的一个词就是我想。
Has become the most common phrase in American culture today.
在
I want, you fill in the blank.
就在这个美国当代的这个文化里面，我想要做什么是美国最流行时髦的一个话，就是我想要，你就把这个空填一下吧。
It is a result that we have pursued those things we want and have given very little thought to what God wants for our lives.
那我们常常都是非常积极的在想我到底想要什么，而却忘记了神到底在我们生命中想要什么。
So if we live and move and have our being, should we not ask Him what He wants with our lives?
那我们这个呼吸、动作、存留都是因着神的话，我们难道不应该问一下神到底想要我们生命中做什么吗？
Plain and simple.
What is it? Oh, yeah, 非常简单的。
Plain and simple, it is putting the kingdom of God first.
就是把神的国放在首位。
Scripture says it quite clearly.
那圣经上非常清楚地讲到。
It's pursuing His will for our life.
那是先求他的旨意为我们生命。
Rather than going selfishly with our days, pursuing those things that we want.
那而不是说来追寻我们自己心意里想
要得到的。And if I was being honest with you, many of the things that I want.
那我跟你们诚实地讲，很多我们想要的。
Which we want.
而是我们想要的。
Are contrary to what God wants.
其实我们想要很多事情，跟神想要的事情很多都是对立的。
Secondly, if we say that we are declaring our dependence upon God,
那第二点，如果说我们想要这个向神宣告，
then each of us has to stop being afraid.
那我们每一个人都不应该害怕。
There is much fear in this culture that we have.
那在我们这个当今的文化之中，有非常多的恐怖、恐惧。
And every time I read this book,
每次我读这本书的时候，
you can't go very far before you see a little phrase that says, "Fear not."
那不走。读不了多长，我们就会看到这句话，就不要惧怕。
If you and I and everyone here is truly trusting in God, who gives us everything and is part of everything,
那我们如果说真正是信靠神的话，我们在他其中的话，
we will find immediately a reduction of our fear.
那我们真的是
anxiety
很快的就会找到我们的这个内心的恐惧，我们的焦虑都会降低的。
The Bible tells us, "Be anxious for nothing."
那神告诉我们不要为任何事情焦虑。
And yet we have more pills that are prescribed, and more anti-anxiety classes, and how to get rid of stress, and how to get rid of anxiety in America than any place.
那我们在美国里面真的是有超过了其他世界任何地方，也大家这个开的这个药就是抗抑郁、抗焦虑的药最多。
But we will trust God.
我们要相信神。
By spending time with God.
要与神一起花时间。
In my office, it says, "Be still."
在我的办公室里，我写的就是要安静。
I knew that when I took this job, I'd be running around like a crazy man.
那我就是我在我得到这个工作的时候，我就是跑来跑去的，非常
忙。I'd be doing a funeral one moment.
我有时候就是一做一个
葬礼。Making popcorn the next moment. Making popcorn.
你做那个爆米花在另外一个时候。
I'd be doing a wedding Friday night.
我礼拜五晚上举办主持婚礼。
Go to a funeral home on Saturday morning.
礼拜六的早上又到这个葬礼。
I just knew that my life would be very busy.
我知道我的生活会非常的忙。
So I took down the nice picture of flowers that my friend Mark had before me.
那我就是有一些这个美好的花的照片。
I need this.
我需要。
I put a passage from scripture says, "Be still."
我把圣经中的一句话写在了墙
上。And know that I am God.
安静，知我是神。
And as I counsel my brothers and sisters with all their needs, often out in church.
那我对于教会中的很多弟兄姐妹的需要进行这个咨询和。
And they come in with all kinds of issues.
他们带来了很多的问题，各种各样的问题。
The first thing I always ask them is.
每我问他们第一个话就是第一句问题。
If you're dependent upon God, how are you doing with your relationship?
那如果你是信依靠神的话，你和神的关系是如何的？
Are you being still?
你有没有安静下来？
We Americans love to talk.
我们美国人很喜欢说话。
That's not being still.
那就不是一个安静的状态。
This is our stillness. Hi, how are you?
这就是我们安静的。
I've got a problem today. Could you help me with that? I need a few dollars extra. So can someone send me something in the mail?
我需要，这是我们这个安静的时候，就是祷告说，我现在有个问题，我需要一些钱。
Overweight, can you take away these pounds magically?
你能不能把这个，就是把这个我有问题，把这个问题神奇的移走啊
？I'm worried about my test.
我这个要考试了。
I know I'm supposed to be studying, but can you help me anyway?
我知道我应该学习，但是你能不能帮我一下
？We have a lot of things we ask God for.
我们对神有。问求很多的东西。
We don't sit there and go, Lord.
那我
Your servant listens.
那我们不应该这样说，就是主啊，你是一个仆人。
Here I am, Lord.
你听你的仆人在这里要。
What would you have of me?
应该是做这样的一个事情，就是我们是仆人，向神。
Sometimes we
do that.
Then we get up and walk out.
那我们有时候我们就起来走离开了。
That's about a minute, because we didn't hear from God in a minute. We figured He's not going to talk to us, right?
那如果祷告一分钟没有听到神跟我们说话，我们就起来离开了。
Come on, give him a little time.
那真的是应该多用点时间啊。
Just give God a little time.
就应该给神多一点时间。
The final thing of the three for dependence or declaration is that we need to trust God completely.
那最后一个对神的这个信靠的宣言。第三点就是我们应该完全的相信神。
This means quite simply that we allow God to be the only hope for our future.
那个非常简单的就表明神是我们未来的唯一的希望。
Banks,
银行
，even families,
甚至是家人
，any institution will fail.
任何的这个组织都会要失败的。
And even though God is in these institutions, and He often uses these institutions to provide us with some stability,
那即使是我们经常使用这各样的机构和组织，那个来供养我们，但是他们依然是最终会失败。
We cannot trust in those things.
我们不能相信这些事情。
We need to trust God.
我们应该相信的是神。
In Him.
在他里面
we live,
我们生活
and move,
动作
and have our being,
存留
Today,
今天
as you think of how you can best declare your dependence upon God,
那当你要思考我们怎样能够向神有这个信靠的宣言的时候
it's not a big secret that America has drifted far from God.
那这个对我们美国人已经跟神远离了，这个不是一个秘密了。
I think we know that we can be light and salt.
我想我们是可以做盐做光的。
God will see where you are.
神会看到你在哪里。
And as much as He is seeking you, and you are seeking Him.
当我们更多的是神在追寻我们的同时，我们也在寻找神。
He will use that to bless your life.
他会用这个来祝福你的生活。
And the others around Him.
而且也会祝福你周围的人。
Pray for national revival.
真的是为国家的这个复兴而祷告。
Whether it's here in the United States.
或者是在美国。
Or in China.
或者中国。
Or some other country where you have some contacts, pray for these countries.
或者是你有一些其他联系的国家，你为这些国家祷告。
Pray for our congressmen here in the United States. Pray for our leaders.
为这些议员们，为领袖们祷告。
You can be a true Christian in the community that you're in here.
那你做在你的这个社区当中，你就是成为一个真正的基督徒。
If you're at the school,
如果你在学校里
，be light.
做一个光。
Be gentle.
要温柔。
But be most of all. Real.
但是呢，最重要的是要真诚。
I once spoke to the big church. I told them they got to be real Christians.
那我不会说，就是说。
Being real is so important.
就在大教会，我就说，做真诚的人是非常重要的。
I'm dependent upon God.
我是信靠神的。
And I want everybody to know that.
我想要每个人都知道。
But I want them to know that not because I go around speaking it all the time.
那并不是说我走来走去跟大家总是在说。
But because they say, what's different about Mike?
那而是因为他们想说，就是 Mike 有什么不同的。
He should be crying right now, but he's okay.
他应该是哭的，但是他为什么？
He should be angry and yelling, but he's not.
他应该是愤怒的，但他没有。
Why is he giving stuff away?
为什么他把东西分享给人？
Be crazy for God.
那为神而热心。
I'll give you one crazy idea, okay?
我给你们一个疯狂的。
It's garage sale time. Okay? Everybody loves to go garage sale.
我们就是。
How many ladies like to go garage sale?
去那个。
Come on, raise your hand. You go out every Saturday. You look at the paper where the garage sales are.
就是车库卖他们家里的旧货旧品的这个事情。
Have a garage sale yourself.
你自己给自己做一个这个卖旧货的事情。
Don't charge anything.
而不要问人要钱。
Look, it's just laughing. I told you it's crazy.
那就把它留在那外面，是不是很疯狂啊？
Have people come to your home.
让人们来到你的家里。
Sit in your driveway with all your stuff out there.
那在你的这个停车的这个路上，然后看到你各样的东西。
Tell them they can take one thing.
那告诉他们只能拿一样东西，免费的。
Some guy will try to bring up a truck and take everything.
那有些人可能要去开来这个卡车，把所有东西都拿走。
Tell them they can take one thing.
那告诉他们只能拿一样。
When they ask you why you're doing this, because they will.
他们会问你为什么这么做了。
Tell them because Jesus gave me something for free.
那就要说。
I'm trying to give back. That's my crazy idea for the day.
就要说耶稣基督免费给了我很多东西，今天我要免费给大家，这是我的奉告。
If you live real for Christ.
如果你为了耶稣基督而过一个真实的生活，
dependently upon Christ,
如果说你
like you do for water, you can't live for water with water without water.
那你就像水一样，我们不能没有水而生活。
Don't live without Christ.
不要没有耶稣基督而生活。
And make sure you declare your dependence every day.
那要确定你每一天都要向神宣告我的信靠。
Will you pray with me?
请你跟我一起祷告。
Father God,
天父啊，
I thank you for the cross.
我为着十字架向你感谢。
We see it every day.
我们每天都看到。
It often becomes an object of kind of that we're used to.
那我们因着过去的习惯变成我们现在的样子。
Will you help my brothers and sisters never to be used to the cross?
那不要求你帮助我们的弟兄姐妹不要说习惯于十字架。
Let them cry when they see it.
那让他们看到。
Let them feel joy every time they look at a cross.
那让他们看到他的时候就感到喜乐。
Let them know, but for the cross, they have no future.
让他们知道没有 除十字架以外没有未来。
But because of the cross,
但是因着十字架
we will all live forever.
我们会有永生。
Father, give my brothers and sisters peace.
天父啊，给我弟兄姐妹们以平安。
We in America fight and scream about independence.
我们美国人真的是又争又吵的要为了独立。
Sometimes it reminds me of those two-year-old kids that can yell at you and say, I'll do it myself.
那甚至有时候我们让两岁的孩子都可以喊出来说我要自己做。
But I'm always going to ask that they remember the lesson of my brother who said that except for food, clothing, and housing, I'm independent.
主要就求你能够让这个弟兄姐妹们记住我的小弟弟他当时写出说我除了衣物生活的这个吃都需要神。
Because we really are so dependent upon you, Lord.
主啊我们真的是我们如此的是需要。
And in you, we all declare that we live.
主啊，你就会宣称我们的生活
，that we move，
我们的动作
，and have our being，
有我们的存留。
In the name of Jesus，
奉耶稣基督的名
，Amen。
Amen。
Well， let's do communion next。